This is a Sichuan News Update. After one man's idea to have Americans come and visit Nanaimo, hundreds of them gathered this weekend. The idea first started when Todd Maffin was posting videos on TikTok back in February in response to terror threats from Donald Trump. Maffin suggested Americans come and see what Canada has to offer by visiting Nanaimo for a weekend in the spring. This TikTok post went viral, and soon Todd's Nanaimo Infusion was born. The event happened this past weekend, April 25th to April 27th. Outside of getting a group photo on Saturday, no official events were held for the infusion, which allowed visitors to explore Nanaimo. But many community members in Nanaimo did hold events to welcome the Americans. On Friday, a food truck festival was held down at Mapheo Sun Park, and The Coast is Queer hosted a get-together at White Sails for 2S LGBTQA+ Americans and locals to come together. Sichuan met with many of the visiting Americans.
So who are you and where are you from?
Beth Cardenas. We're from Safety Harbor, Florida, which is right outside Tampa.
And who are you? Where are you from?
Same. Husband's Aaron Cardenas outside Safety Harbor, Florida.
I'm Julie, and I grew up in California, and I moved up to Nanaimo about a year and a half ago.
Who are you?
I'm Aubrey. I'm also from California. I moved up about a year and a half ago as well.
Sure. My name is Bob Edmiston. I'm from Linden, Washington.
I'm Rafe, and I'm from Washington State.
My name is Michelle. I'm originally from Ontario, but live in Nanaimo now.
I'm Rhonda Green. I'm from Stillicum, Washington, here for the infusion. Yeah.
Want to tell me who you are and where you're from?
I'm Ellen Harden, also from Stillicum, Washington. This is my wife.
On Friday evening, CHY spoke to wives Rhonda Green and Ellen Harden, who came up to Nanaimo from Stillicum, Washington, for the infusion after seeing Todd's videos on social media. This trip was Harden's first time visiting Vancouver Island and Green's fifth or sixth time. Green says they had a lot of ideas for how they were going to spend their weekend in Nanaimo. But she says they're also looking forward to relaxing and taking in the beauty of the community.
We're going to meet up with a lady that is hosting us, kind of the Adopt American, for breakfast. We're taking her out for breakfast tomorrow. Then we will come here for the photo op, hang around, do the market and the food vendors. And then I have a list of shops to go to, kind of more on the crafty, artsy theme. And then our host will help us find if there's any native cultural places to go see.
Ahead of the event, Maffin created a Discord server for visiting Americans and interested locals to discuss the trip and ask questions about what they can expect. One of the developments that came out of the Discord was the Adopt American channel, where locals in Nanaimo could adopt visiting Americans and then, during the event, show them around Nanaimo. Green and Harden both decided to take part to learn more about the community.
She gave us a beautiful gift basket. She gave us our lanyards and some tea and mugs. She gave us all kinds of information about what to do here in town and restaurants, a recipe for the Nanaimo bars. Oh, by the way, she gave us Nanaimo bars and we tried our very first. We split one and they're very delicious. Good. They're really good.
Right, important question. Were they homemade?
We think they were homemade. It had that look.
Other important question. Did they or did they not have coconut in them?
They had coconut in them.
Okay. A true Nanaimo bar then.
Okay. They were really good. We had to look at the recipe. We didn't even know what a Nanaimo bar was. So we read through the recipe and it was really delicious.
Yeah, it was good. And I don't even like coconut.
Yeah.
Green says they are happy to be visiting Nanaimo and want to send the message to Canadians and Americans about the importance of being allies.
I'm glad to be here. We just see the Canadians as our friends and our allies. And I think that was the message that we want to get across, is that most Americans, I think, feel the way we do, and that the administration doesn't represent the majority of Americans, that we know that you are our allies.
I can never recall when Americans called the president by nicknames in the past, but now he's the Orange Menace.
Beth and Aaron Cardenas from Safety Harbor, Florida, saw the videos about the infusion on social media and decided to fly to the other side of the continent to come and check it out for the weekend.
I saw it and I saw him saying, hey, come on over. And I showed it to my wife. I'm like, hey, and initially joking, he's like, we should go do this. And then she said, yes, let's do it. So we eventually made plans and came up.
Beth says she was excited to visit the community for how beautiful it looked. While they have plans to do everything they can during the trip, they're playing it by ear.
Yeah. We did a walking tour, and we've hit a few of the shops, had a couple of Nanaimo bars since we've been here, and just honestly walking around.
Yep. Like, how were the Nanaimo bars?
Delicious.
Excellent.
Yes. Were they from any of the local stores?
The coffee shop.
Serious Coffee?
Serious Coffee,
yeah. It was delicious.
A good one.
And then we went to the Vault for breakfast. That
we
was
did.
Delicious.
That was fantastic.
Such a cool place.
Yeah. So do you have any things you're wanting to do while in Nanaimo?
We're going to try to do as much as we can. We want to do everything.
Both Beth and Aaron say that while their visit to Nanaimo was short, they love the community and definitely will be back. Partners Julie and Aubrey are both Nanaimo residents who moved to the city over a year ago from California. Julie says they made the move to Canada to keep their son and their family safe.
He was only 6 months when we made the move, and you know, we didn't want to have to buy a bulletproof backpack to send him to school. Climate change, we could tell that Trump was going to get elected again. We wanted to leave before the election season because it gets really rough. Yeah, we're a trans and queer family.
It was time to go.
Yeah.
As they recognized they were not the only Americans fleeing the States out of fear, when they heard about the infusion, they wanted to get involved in the event to tell visiting Americans about their move to Canada.
I think a lot of people started to wake up to what we were, like, already aware of as the election was taking place and starting to freak out like we did, like, a year ago. And there's this whole group of people that somehow found themselves wanting to come to Nanaimo to just explore Canada and maybe feel like this could be a new home or just wanting to be amongst familiar, like-minded folks. And I wanted to come to be able to, like, say, hey, that was me a year ago, and happy to share a story if that's helpful, or just, like, be amongst people that are probably going through what we were going through then.
Mm-hmm. Aubrey says they heard from Americans during the event wanting to make the move to Canada.
Mm-hmm. I think the majority of folks we've talked to are like, oh, we would love to do what you're doing, but not sure how to do that or if we'd be able to. And
they don't believe it's possible.
It's a daunting process, like immigrating, you know. So
for an event that was just an idea 4 months ago, Todd Maffin says the event has been a huge success.
Sure, I'm Todd Maffin. I'm from Nanaimo. It's very exciting. I'm a little overwhelmed. It's hard to put words together because I have all the feelings. I'm excited and I'm terrified and I'm nervous and I'm happy and all the things.
Maffin estimates around 400 people came up for the infusion.
I thought it would be 6 people from Bellingham, and maybe if that, and my wife and I would take them out for lunch or something. It's hundreds. I don't know how many hundreds, but it's a lot. And I cannot take all these people out for lunch, sadly. But we have food trucks here, so it'll work.
Along with visitors from the States nearby to British Columbia and beyond, Maffin says people came from all over the world for the event.
There are 2 separate groups from Australia.
Australia?
Yeah. There are people from New Jersey, New York. There's Florida people you've run into. There's a couple in Texas that are driving here, stopping in Los Angeles to pick people up along the way who are also coming here. So it's mostly, of course, the western seaboard of the U.S., so Washington, Oregon, California. But it's truly, there are people from all over. There's Michigan, there's Wisconsin last night. So yeah, they're from everywhere.
He says that during the weekend, he was hearing from a lot of Americans who were visiting the harbor city for the first time.
A lot of them weren't aware of how pretty Nanaimo is. I caught some of them just sort of staring blankly into the ocean, you know. So it's been great. I think they're also surprised by the quality of the restaurants. I'm hearing that is that, you know, they think small city, it's going to be, you know, the restaurants will be average or whatever. And they're like, we had no idea the food here, the restaurants were so good. So yeah, it's great. It's interesting to see your own city through the eyes of people who've never been here before as well.
Now, following the event, Maffin says he's honored that one of his many TikTok videos accidentally went viral, with hundreds of Americans creating new memories and stories in Nanaimo. For CHY News, this is Laura McKenzie.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.